Bestie.
Hey guys, you got two bestie homeschooling mamas coming at you. I am Gail.
And I'm Christina.
And we have a educational episode for you tonight. You know, we always have a good time when we're here. I always say that I'm so excited, and I really am. But this one is kind of just a little bit more informational, I think, than some of our other ones. Tonight, we're going to be talking about homeschoolers going to college.
Yeah.
Chris has got all the info.
I do. You tell someone that you are homeschooling and we're used to it. We get those, how do you do this? What about socialization? What about prom and all the things? One of the very common questions that we get asked is, what about college? Mm-hmm. Will your kids be able to go to college if they don't get a real diploma?
Okay. I love that you guys can't see this, but she just used air quotes as she said real.
I did. Because those who don't know, don't know, right?
It just made me giggle.
I'm glad I made you giggle. Started off on a good note. Okay, so yes. Your kids can go to college if you homeschool. Yep. If you have friends that are unsure about that, have them listen to this because it is absolutely possible for your kids to go to college if they want to. Even though you homeschool. So we're going to.
Sometimes preferred. So we'll get into that.
We're going to dive into that today.
So to that point, colleges are actively seeking out homeschoolers, guys. Because they have found that they're well-rounded, they're hardworking, they're motivated, independent learners. I mean, they have had to be in charge of their schooling schedule for, you know, anywhere from 12 to 1 to 13 years, really. And so they are seeking them out because they know that they're going to get their things done. I mean, they had to get their things done without having a teacher harping down their, you know, back for all these years. So they just know that they can do this independently and be effective. Homeschoolers are less likely to have more problems. And like I said, they're independent learners, self-motivated, hardworking. They just understand what it takes to do work on your own. Because, I mean, as parents, you're there when you're homeschooling high school teenagers. But I haven't had to do this yet, but I've watched several and heard from lots of experienced mamas that mostly they do it on their own. And then they come to you when they have questions. So I would imagine that that's kind of a lot what it's like for college as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There are actually colleges out there, most I would say, that are actively seeking homeschoolers. I specifically know of a college that has, and I'm sure many colleges have something very similar, but they have put into practice a flagging system so that their students, if they start noticing that they're having problems, they're missing class, their grades are falling, they're not participating in the extracurricular stuff, they flag them. And that was put into place as a way to be able to realize there's a problem and reach out to them. What they noticed in doing this was that the homeschoolers were not the ones getting the red flags. So this changed their whole strategy for who and how they were recruiting, right? So they started putting money and resources into recruiting homeschoolers because that's the type of student they want. Right. And to me, that speaks volumes. As a mom who has children who may want to go to college one day, that speaks volumes. Right. And it, again, it's because they're seeing that these students are those hardworking, well-rounded, motivated, independent learners.
Right. They don't need hand-holding.
And they know how to ask for help when they need it.
Right. And because they're socialized, so they know how to speak to adults without, you know, being a teenager about it.
Absolutely. Yep.
So it's nice that the colleges are recruiting and they're marketing to homeschoolers. And the world really for college right now is very open to homeschoolers. When it might not have been, say, 10 years ago or less even, maybe five. I think the pandemic moved a lot of that needle only because so many families went to, homeschooling.
I think the needle has been going that direction
for a while.
But yes, of course, the homeschooling movement was definitely influenced. Because people were seeing what was happening in the schools and what the kids were learning. And so it just motivated them.
Could do it in less than 8 hours.
So it just motivated a lot of people to take
that leap.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. So let's talk about setting your student up for success if they are college bound. Dual enrollment is, and each college may have its own name for it, but dual enrollment is a way that your student can take college classes, get college credit at the same time that they are getting high school credit for that class as well. Now, I know that you can do dual enrollment if you're in other schooling options at the same time. I think you've had some experience
with that. We did your daughter. With McKenzie when she was in high school. She did a bunch of AP classes. And because she did AP classes, those teachers were dual enrollment certified. Mm-hmm. And so while she was taking the AP class, it was the exact same class that she would have taken as a freshman in college. Mm-hmm. And so she got, I think she started when she first went to a traditional university. She only went for one semester at the traditional university, but she started as like a sophomore.
Because she had already built up those credits. Yeah, she had
skipped that first full year, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then she decided that that wasn't the route she wanted to go. Now, those credits are sitting there and they will sit there for my understanding is always because it's attached to your social. So if she ever wanted to go back and get like a actual degree, she could. But yeah, so it was an option when she was in public school. And however, when you're in public school, you have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Like it's significantly less expensive than a college credit. So like some colleges for the entire class for the whole semester, the one that I'm aware of is like 1900 a class. Mm-hmm. We only paid like $75 a credit hour. Mm-hmm. So if it was a 6 credit hour class, then we'd pay $75 per that or whatever. But then some of the community colleges that have dual enrollment, theirs is only like $37 to $50 a credit hour. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on where you go. Mm-hmm. And as a homeschooler, there are lots of programs out there that are free.
Yes. So dual enrollment. If you are a homeschooler, a lot of the colleges will actually allow you to take their dual enrollment classes for free, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have some requirements, like it has to be the in-person classes, not the online classes. Again, I think that's a part of their strategy because they want to get the kids on the campus so that they get familiar with it and get excited about being there. So that, you know, maybe that becomes where they go in the future. But a lot of colleges are more and more are offering this to homeschoolers.
I mean, that's the funny thing for McKenzie. The dual enrollment was the high school teacher. Like they were just employed by the university or the community college. And so she never got on a campus per se.
So as a homeschooler, you're actually on the campus or online again. Yeah. But you're taking the class with other college students, kids that are already there pursuing their degree. And again, it's that, okay, you're getting the credit for your high school because you would be taking these classes for high school, but you're just taking it at a higher level and getting the college credit at the same time.
So does that mean if they're doing the dual enrollment class, then it's like the same as their high school class, so they don't have to do both coursework, like the homeschool book and... Nope. The college book?
Yeah, you get to, that is one in the same. You That's are cool. doing the higher level to check both boxes.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
So we have known several families that have done that and route. Been able to, like you just said, start as a sophomore or farther, depending on how many classes they were able to take and handle. And it really is a nice way as for the homeschooling mama. It's a nice, easy transition because they're, you know, they're used to working independently, but working at home with the curriculum that we choose. And this is kind of a nice, easy step into, okay, what is it like having somebody else teach without it being all at once, right? Because it's, you know, one or two classes here or there.
Cool. So the next part of that, setting them up for success, is going to be transcripts.
Yes. So with transcripts, the way I like to describe it is, how many people do we know that has changed their mind from their freshman year to their senior year as to where they want to go, what they want to study, what they're going to be when they grow up? Not every freshman, 14, 15 year old, is going to know what they want to be. So I have told our kids, we are going to set you up for success, meaning If you choose to go to college, that is amazing. If you choose to go to trade school, that's fine. If you choose to start your own business and not get a degree, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. They're going to decide what they're passionate about and which direction they want to go. However, if they end up changing their mind, we want them to have all of those boxes checked so that they can smoothly transition from homeschooling to whatever that choice is. So we're going to make sure that we have taken all of the classes that they need to be able to get into
state college.
Yes, exactly. So if you know that your kid is not very math oriented mm-hmm. and they have no desire to be an engineer or, you know, something that would require a lot of math, okay, mm-hmm. then you're going to tailor your classes, your schedule, your transcript to be not heavy math focused, right? Mm-hmm. But you want to make sure that you also have the basic math covered so that they can get in. Yeah. Exactly. So an easy way to do it is you can just look up one. You can look up your state graduation requirements. Your homeschooler can take whatever classes you want them to take. But the transcript is what's going to get them in to whichever college they want to go to. Right. So check the state standards. Check the college. If you know that they are wanting to go to this college or that college, versus a university, it will tell you what
the homeschoolers need to get
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So if you just make sure that you have, okay, well, this college wants to make sure that I have 4 math classes, mm-hmm. 1 a year. Okay. Well, then you make sure you take those 4 math classes.
Right. Now, whether it takes you all year to get through it or if your kid goes through it in 6 months, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. It. Exactly. Exactly. And one thing I will tell you too, and this is something that I am trying to remind myself of because, you know, we're just here in this freshman year with our oldest, but make sure to start the transcript early. Mm-hmm. I have heard many of stories of moms who have waited because we're just so used to doing our thing our way. Mm-hmm. And then they're playing catch up to try and get that transcript filled out their senior year. Don't wait. Don't have to backtrack and refresh your memory and pulled up old tests. And
well, just like what Pam said in that episode we had with her when she was talking about college, that her and her graduating eighth grader sit down and they talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about what they currently want at that moment mm-hmm. and then what the state standards are. And then they make a plan from graduation backwards.
Yep.
And I thought that was so smart.
Absolutely.
I thought that was so smart. And at the same time, you can create the transcript at that point and absolutely. Kind of have something to fill in as you go.
Absolutely.
Kind of like a checkbox.
Mm-hmm. So even with our younger kids, we have sat down with them before school starts each year and just kind of talked about, okay, what do you want this year to look like? What things do you want to learn? So that we can just make sure that they are, you know, it's not like they get to choose every class that they're taking, right. but they get some input into what they're learning because it's their passions that we really want to focus on, right? So that's the same concept, just on a higher level, more important scale for those high school years. So there are so many transcript templates out there that you can look at. You just Google transcript options if you're a part of HSLDA. You can get transcripts through them if some homeschool support groups have those as options as well. So doing a transcript is not as scary as it sounds, but it is definitely something that you want to be ahead of the game on. Start it right away every year. Just make sure that you're, you know, filling it out early so you're not playing catch up later.
Right. Well, and even if they have all the things and you didn't keep track of it, then you're just going back and having to find all of the.
Right.
And that's still just as terrible.
Right. And you don't want to get to your, you know, senior year after Christmas and realize, oh my gosh, we never did this class. That would be horrible and stressful. Mm-hmm. Make your plan early and make sure that you're setting them up for success so that they can, even if they change their mind later, they can go on to get into whatever school they choose to get into.
Yeah, that's great. I think the next part of that would be, how do you then pay for college for homeschoolers? Like, it's the same as everybody else, y'all.
It is the same as everybody else, and it is getting more and more expensive every second. At least it feels like it.
It does.
So obviously, the dual enrollment is going to help you pay for college because you are getting all of those early classes for less or free.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a whole, if you go in as a sophomore, your whole freshman year, that's amazing. That's going to save you a ton right there. But scholarships, there are so many scholarships out there. So many. Have your kid. It doesn't have to be you. They can do it. They're old enough. Have them look into different scholarships that you can find that fit your family.
So there is an app out there.
I was wondering if you were going to mention that.
Yeah, it was on Shark Tank, I guess. And I could not remember the name of it. So I just Googled it while Christina was talking. It's called Scholly, like scholarship. S-C-H-O-L-L-Y. It's myscholly.com. And this was on Shark Tank. And it's basically an app where you can search thousands and thousands of scholarships that are out there. There's so much money out there, you guys.
So I've never actually been on this, but my understanding is you go on, you put in your information, and it's just going to search anything that you would qualify for to apply for scholarships. There are scholarships out there that they don't get many applicants because people don't know they're there.
Right.
So if you find one that is an easy, except not that it's easy to get the scholarship, but right. It, you know.
Yeah, the essay is not four pages or whatever, and you know, where it's manageable to apply, I would say go for it. This currently says that the Scholly search has $35 million available in scholarships.
Wow.
And here's the thing, guys, when they're scholarships, this is not like a grant, and this is not based off your income. This is you apply. Mm-hmm. They like what you're going to school for or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they have so many applicants and they have a board that votes over them. Mm-hmm. But you get the funds for that. And if you don't need it for that year, you either hold that money for the next year or you use that if you're, let's say you're living on campus.
Mm-hmm. For housing.
You use it for housing or for food or for your books. Like these scholarships are for time while you are in school. Mm-hmm. It is so worth it to find what's out there and apply for everything.
Yeah, everything you can. Because they're either going to say no or yes.
Yeah.
And if they say yes, I mean.
Well, didn't you tell me there was a kid who made or who was able to apply for several? Was it you that I was talking to about this? I don't remember now. I was talking to another mom. I actually don't think it was you. About this app. And I didn't know it existed.
I was there. It was Priscilla?
Yes. It was Priscilla. So a friend of ours in one of our homeschool groups, she was mentioning to us while we were doing one of our interest groups. And I had never heard of this before. And she said that someone had gotten like $1 million in scholarship money. And they were able to pay for living, going to school, and their tuition. And like, how amazing would that be?
To be done with college and be debt free? Right. That would be amazing. Right. Absolutely.
Right. Like, we're able to do that for our daughter at this moment because she has decided to actually go to a trade school. And she did actually get a scholarship for the semester she did at the university. So we don't have very much for her, which is great because we really wanted her to finish school debt free.
So that's actually a really good transition. Let's talk a little bit about college versus trade school, because like we said, not everybody is college bound. Not right. Every kid is college bound. Now, when they're in their freshman, sophomore year, junior, senior, they may not know yet if they're college bound. So you want to set them up to be ready if they can. But what if they want to go to trade school?
Yeah. Or maybe they don't figure out what they want to do till they're 40. That's okay, too. They still need a transcript.
It is okay. Lots of us change our mind.
Yeah.
Lots of us, you know, start out as one thing and then go, you know what? That's not exactly what we want to do. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. So trade schools, I feel, are very valid options.
So valuable.
We need trades. We need people who are willing to do the trades. Mm-hmm. And you can go to trade school and be done in significantly less amount of time. Yeah. And then be off.
So I can speak into that a little bit because I did go to one. Mm-hmm. When Landon and I had our daughter at 20, neither of us had finished college. Landon had started. I went to a semester of college, which is totally ridiculous. I was a terrible student. And so I basically redid my senior year college or my senior year classes in the first semester of college. It was terrible. Anyways, so we were 20 and we didn't have careers. And so we went to trade school so that we could pay for our child and pay for our life. And Landon was done within 10 weeks. He worked that career for 11 years and it got us off our feet and we bought our own house. And, you know, and then when I saw how excited he was the first week he was there, I was like, well, I want to go. And then I picked different and mine took about 10, 11 months, but I still was done. You know, and, you know, we were poor parents who had a baby. And so we did get quite a few grants, but we still had some loans. And so we were able to pay those off within, I think it was like 8 years, maybe. I don't think it was the full 10. But I mean, our payments weren't crazy big either. So it was funny, though, because I think by the time we were done, Landon was almost done with that career before he started his current career. We had just paid off everything. And I'm like, oh. But at the same time, you know, they were super tiny payments because, you know, we were living beyond our means for a long, long time in our life. But we did go to a trade school and it served us very, very well for the first 16, 18 years of our life as adults.
Yep. I know when we were growing up, when I was growing up, it was kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say
kind of obscure.
Yeah. You know, it was you were successful.
If you went to college.
If you went to college.
Like university. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, I think that's the biggest lie, though, for our generation. Mm-hmm. Because how many people who are millennials or zillennials that went to college and are now, one, not doing what they went to college for because we pushed right into college right after high school when you have no idea who you are. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. You are not a grown-up at 18. You're not a grown up at 18. I know the law says so, but this mama's telling you not so much. Okay. You have got so many years before you figure out you're an actual grown up. Mm-hmm. Like I had a kid at 20 and I still didn't feel like a grown up till I was at least 25. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you're in this like weird no man's land in that age. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's such, yes, it's a pivotal time to continue to learn, but not if you have no idea who you want to be.
And if you are...
It's a waste of time and money.
Well, and that's the key, right? If you go to college and then you change what you're majoring in, sometimes multiple times, the amount of debt that you can accrue and leave with is absolutely crazy. Well, and the amount
of years you spend there instead of going out, working somewhere, saving up for college, you know, once you decide what you want, you know, or trying a couple of different entry-level careers to see if that's something you like, you know, are you maybe interested in hotel management? Okay, well, go start working at a hotel and see if you like that world. Right. You know, if you want to be a restaurateur, go start working at a restaurant and see if that really is all you think it's cracked up to be, you know, before you actually invest the time and money into a university. And I feel like that was the biggest scam that we were all sold, you know, that we had to go to college in order to be successful. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to college because, one, I couldn't afford it. And two, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I swear I wanted to go to college. What I was signed up to go to ASU for was to be a ASL special needs teacher. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could have ever done that. Like, I have a special needs child now, but I don't think I could have done it. Like, I'm just not a lot of small things at the same time, like small babies, you know. But I mean, I could have done it if I was really...
If that's where you were supposed to be, you would have been able to do it just fine. However...
I just... Knowing myself now... You weren't
supposed to be there.
Yeah, I wasn't... Yeah. So, I'm glad I didn't invest the time or the money. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm going back to school at 40, I am just glad that I have an idea of what I want now.
Mm-hmm. You know, college is... I am not anti-college. I think college is a great... can be a great thing, but I also realize that it's not for everyone. Right. So I would recommend, if anybody is kind of wondering, I would recommend the book The College Scam by Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
That was a really good read. So just putting that out there. The one thing that I love about homeschooling is I do feel like homeschoolers get a chance to kind of find their passions early.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe they don't know exactly what they want to be right. when they grow up as they're going through school, but we do often get the chance to take classes here or there or join different groups to
or entrepreneur fairs and things.
Absolutely. We have one that I guarantee she's going to own her business one day. Mm-hmm. Like that, whether she goes to college first or not, I don't know.
Right.
But she has that mind and she's found that passion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have one that's a tech guy. He is completely techie, and I would be surprised if he didn't go to college to, you know, just kind of improve those skills, mm-hmm. right? So they have the ability to take some extra time in their learning, in their education to kind of get a better feel or idea of what they may want to do, which will help them make these decisions if they're college bound or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my daughter who did go to public school, my oldest, she wanted to own Kenzie Cakes when mm-hmm. she was 7. And then she went in to own this other business when she was this age. And, you know, by the time she was done with school, you know, her hair had been 14 different colors and she realized that she really liked doing hair. And so that's kind of where she ended up her senior year, is that she wanted to go to cosmetology school. And so we were hoping to get her business degree first so she'd know how to run her business. But then that school was just not for her. Mm-hmm. She was so anxious, I think, to get to doing the hairstyling part of it that she was just over it. And so she said, you know, hey, if I'm struggling to run my business well, or, you know, I can always implore somebody who can take care of the book side of it for me, or I can take a class on marketing or bookkeeping or whatever. And you can take classes mm-hmm. and not get a degree. Like, you can take one or two classes and just do what you need, unless what you need is a degree.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Some professions require that degree, but you're absolutely right. If it's something that you either are just interested in or mm-hmm. something you need to know about a little bit more to be successful in what you are doing, you can absolutely take lifelong learners.
Right.
Homeschoolers are lifelong learners.
They are.
So that is a great resource.
In my opinion, if you don't know what you want to do, work until you figure it out, or go to a trade school and something that you are interested in, because trade schools are typically can be a lot less expensive.
Sure. Not always, but typically.
The tech schools are not. They mm-hmm. like the mechanic school, the computer schools, they're very expensive. Mm-hmm. And the private schools are very expensive. So just keep that in mind. You know, you could take community college classes for mm-hmm. a couple years and mm-hmm. see if something jumps out at you. Yep. But you don't have to dive in.
You don't.
Right away. And don't let anyone tell you have to.
So out of all the things that we've talked about, that was a lot. That mm-hmm. was a lot of information. Mm-hmm. The main thing that I want you all to hear is that despite what other people say or think, mm-hmm. your children are going to be just fine.
Right.
Your homeschool children are going to be able to get into college if they choose to. They're going to be able to go on to trade school or start their own business or do whatever and be successful because you have given them the tools that they need.
Right.
So when somebody asks you, is your homeschool kid going to be able to get to college? You look at them and say, absolutely.
Absolutely.
If they choose to.
Yeah. Just because they're homeschooled, that is not a hindrance.
Nope. Not at all.
In any way, shape, or form.
Not at all.
Especially nowadays.
Yep.
So.
And remember that colleges will seek them out. If that's where they're going, they will have the opportunity to.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I like it. All right, guys, if this episode spoke to you, if you are listening to it and you're like, oh my gosh, so-and-so needs to hear this, send it to them. Guys, this is why we do this. We want the information to get out there because we feel like so much of the things that are out there about homeschool is misinformation. And while I have not done college with a child yet, I have heeded the information from my friends who have. And Chris and I are learning as we go on that point. But that we have seen lots and lots of kids do it very, very successfully, especially as we, you know, sit here and prepare for graduation this year for our state organization and watch these 200 and some odd kids graduate and go on to their future. So we hope that this resonates with some of you and it gets to where it needs to be. Please remember to like, subscribe, and review the show. We want to make sure that this gets where it goes. And we can't do that without you. Mm-hmm. So we're so grateful for all of you who listen. And I think Chris is going to pray.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, as always, for these amazing kids that you have given us. We just pray that you would guide them and direct them, as we know that you have the perfect plans for them. If they are college bound, just open those doors and help them to find the path that you want for them. If they are going to trade schools or doing something different, just guide their path and just show the world how amazing homeschoolers are. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, bestie.